It's very sad indeed to lose her as a mother, as a friend, as a leader. She played a great role.
What can you share about your mother?
She was a great mom. She taught us to communicate issues, not to fight, and she was very loving. And I can also explain another part, another heart, which was not public. She was a silent accommodator. She, for example, of the years of independence, she was in Tanzania. And many people who came out of Zimbabwe, then Rhodesia, to come and join forces and join hands and go back and fight the regime. There are those who got stranded and those who got lost, and some were too young to be involved in the fights. She accommodated them. Some were staying in our house with us. And we even got to think and believe they were relatives. But actually, no. They were just relatives in terms of being Zimbabweans. But we only got to learn later on in life that, no, they were not. They were not blood. They don't even come from the same place, the same village. They just came from the same country. That is the level of love she could share.
And also, in terms of your family, her children, what can you tell us about that?
Yes. She met my father in the 60s. She had come out to join the struggle. Along the lines, met my father. We were born four from her. My father also had other kids outside of my mom, and she adopted one of the kids, and we made a group of five. I have three sisters, Ndimiake, Rufaro, and Tapio, and she has a abundant number of grandchildren which she has left behind. She suffered cancer. It was in the liver and somewhere in the head. It had spread in the stomach, in the liver, and in the head.
Have you had a chance to make funeral arrangements yet?
We are in the middle of making arrangements. She is to be buried in Zimbabwe. So we are trying to make arrangements to freight the body from U.S. to Zimbabwe.